Hachette Audio presents Foolproof, Why Safety Can Be Dangerous and How Danger Makes Us Safe. Written by Greg Ipp, read by Jeremy Arthur. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary material. To Nancy, who keeps us safe. Introduction. Friday, the 13th of October, 1989, had been a quiet day in the stock market. So quiet that some traders went home early. Then around 3 p.m., news broke that a takeover of an airline company had fallen through. The news unleashed a cascade of selling, and by day's end, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had plummeted 7%. The mini crash, as it was soon dubbed, has since been largely forgotten. At the time, though, it was rather frightening. It came almost 2 years to the day after the worst crash in history, Black Monday, and nerves were still raw. That weekend, officials from the Federal Reserve conferred with their foreign counterparts, then put out word that they stood ready to pump money into the financial system. When markets reopened Monday, no such action proved necessary. The Dow quickly recouped half of Friday's drop. The mini-crash was very much on the minds of the country's brightest economists when they met the next day at the Royal Sonesta Hotel in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The conference topic was financial crises. Attendees included Ben Bernanke and Mervyn King, future heads of the Fed and Bank of England, respectively, and Paul Krugman, future Nobel laureate. None needed convincing that finance had become more treacherous. The puzzle was why the economy kept humming. Larry Summers, who would later serve as Treasury Secretary to Bill Clinton and advisor to Barack Obama, had a theory. Technological and financial innovation, he told the group, had indeed made finance more bubble-prone. He sketched out a scenario of how a crisis and deep recession could recur. Still, he concluded, since the Great Depression, the federal government had erected firewalls between the financial system and the real economy, where ordinary people worked and invested. The vast federal budget, deposit insurance, and most important, an activist Federal Reserve. It is now nearly inconceivable that there would be no active lender of last resort in time of crisis. The next panelist, Hyman Minsky, a professor at Washington University in St. Louis, for decades had flogged an iconoclastic theory of business cycles that fellow scholars had largely ignored. Since the 1960s, he said, the authorities had staved off another depression.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?